Track 2.56. Read and listen to the texts. What is Airbnb described as?
Where to stay?
Choosing your holiday type is just the beginning. There are many other things to consider in order to have a great holiday. Accommodation is just one of them. Of course, accommodation options are limitless considering your budget, preferences, and needs. You can choose from all-inclusive hotels to B&Bs, but here are the most popular choices among teens from a recent survey on this matter.
Airbnb.
A few decades ago, this option would not be very popular for safety reasons. But the world has changed a lot with the advancement of technology. People connect faster and get information about almost anything. Probably for these reasons, Airbnb became more and more popular. If you want to spend less on accommodation and more on your holiday, renting a room or a bed in other people's houses sounds great. Plus, you get a chance to meet local people and learn more about the place you visit. Of course, there are downsides of this option, because an Airbnb is not exactly a hotel, so you never know what you will get. However, if you read the reviews about the host before you make your choice, you will not have a bad experience.
B&B.
Most teens have the same purpose when they plan a holiday. It is to have the maximum amount of fun while spending the minimum amount of money. Most teens believe that B&Bs are suitable for a cheap holiday. When asked about the reasons, Mandy, age 20, stated that she didn't want to stay in strangers' houses for safety reasons, but she couldn't afford a nice hotel because paying that much for accommodation would mean to have a shorter holiday. Therefore, bed and breakfast is the safest, cheapest, and cleanest option. The most significant downside of a B&B is the limited food options. But this means you have a chance to go out and try the local food.